Brothers and sisters, we heard in the gospel today through the parable of the unjust judge and the persistent widow about the power of persistent, constant prayer, that with perseverance, even the unkind, the unjust, the selfish can be convinced to act kindly, justly, and selflessly. If that is the case, how much more would God, who loves us, respond to our prayers? I know that we are not always persistent in our prayer. Sometimes, when expressing our faith, we do just the bare minimum by coming to church on Sunday. Especially when we go, and which is good, no? Especially when we go to church regularly. However, what about the times we skip on Sunday Mass? We skip a Sunday Mass for various reasons. During those times, we gradually lose our connection to God. We forget to communicate to God. We miss the chance of hearing Him in the readings or receiving Him in the Eucharist. Then eventually, we lose that motivation to ask Him for God, for blessings. We can't always be persistent due to our human frailties, which is why we need each other. We need each other's support through prayer. And together as a community, we can uplift one another, as we cannot face our individual battles alone without being weary. In the first reading, we heard about Moses telling Joshua to bring men with him and engage Amalek in battle to defend Israel. While they were in battle, Moses, standing on top of the hill, had in his hand the staff of God, lifting it up to the heavens. He must not lower the staff, but keep his hands raised, because whenever Moses let his hands rest, Amalek would gain the advantage in the battle. So when Moses grew tired, Aaron and Hur knew they had to support his hands, one on each side. So his hands stayed steady until sunset. I met someone who had recently lost his beloved while working abroad. Although he had not fully coped yet, understandably, the support of his community was helping him through his difficult time. His friends encouraged him, saying, "Participate in the activities to connect and engage with others. Join us and get in touch with us. You can count on us." My dear friends, prayer, as we know, is not always exciting and uplifting. It can also be exhausting, especially when we cannot explain or understand what's happening in us. And with that feeling comes, "I can't hold my hands up any longer. I want to give up." For this reason, we have our brothers and sisters in the faith. No true Christian must say, "I can do it alone. I can do it by myself. I am better off without anyone dragging me behind." My dear brothers and sisters, do you think the widow in the gospel would have received justice if she had not persistently asked the judge? Our persistence in prayer also involves dependence on others. You know, in the low moments of our lives, we don't need the solitude of a pillow to cry on, but the company of our community to lean on. This is how prayer works. It is through this connection that we become persistent in calling on God for help. We priests also face our share of difficult moments. We all have our share of desolation, frustrations, and struggles. And it can be particularly challenging for young priests like me to preach God's word, especially when I am speaking to community members who have more experience than I do and who believe they know better. And prayer life can also be shaky. After I was ordained 6 years ago now, I didn't work in a parish right away. Instead, I took on a unique role in the Archdiocese and celebrated Mass only occasionally with large communities. But it was during my time abroad for further studies that I truly experienced pastoral work, serving as the spiritual director for a community in Rome. It was a joy to be part of a community, but it also brought challenges. The group entrusted to me was diverse, with members of strong personalities, especially among long-time members. As their pastor, my role was to listen, mediate, accompany, and pray for peace. However, one conflict became so burdensome that it affected my studies, my prayer life, and my peace of mind. And thankfully, I had my spiritual director to support me during that time. This experience made me think about what parish priests go through daily. How do they manage the weight of so many burdens? In addition to conflict resolution, I also faced the challenge of preaching. At times, the word requires correction, particularly when faithful members, often unconsciously, create division. Some individuals may feel affected, believing they are being singled out. In those situations, I have felt discouraged. By opening myself to the world and accepting the call, I expose my vulnerability. Yet it is through this very weakness that I know God's grace flows. Although I may seem young and often feel vulnerable and limited in many ways, the God who has called me is eternal, all-powerful, and limitless. There are fears, there are disappointments, there are sorrows. I mourn the hearts I can no longer reach because of my sinfulness, the souls I cannot shepherd because of my flaws. But I must not let frustration, despair, and despair win. Priests are called to be harbingers of hope, and so am I, a participant in God's divine work, for this mission belongs to Him, not to me. I was reminded about this because St. Paul's exhortation to Timothy in the second reading, to be persistent in proclaiming the word, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, to convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. Prayers help us remain grounded in God even when we feel weak. The apostolic mission, my dear friends, is not a one-time effort but a continual call to bear witness even when in difficult times. And so our persistence in prayer must be matched or accompanied by a persistent witness of the gospel. And St. Paul reminds us that being faithful to the sacred scriptures can enable us to have the wisdom that is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness. I often hear from many Catholics who hesitate to call out the minor wrongdoings of their friends or co-workers, including their children, for fear of hurting them. We can be most effective when we rely on God's word. It is important for us to embrace first this message and allow it to resonate in our hearts before sharing it with other people. By immersing ourselves in God's presence in our lives, we can recognize God working in us, depend on Him more fully, and engage in prayer more consistently. During the pandemic, my dear friends, many people struggled with feelings of hopelessness, and some even fell into despair from being alone. You remember how difficult it was during COVID. We could not move around freely, and others. Yet, there was an older woman whom I once heard of who remained steadfast in her prayers despite living alone at home. She once shared, "I never fell into despair because I learned to hold on to God in both times, in both good times and bad, in moments of consolation and desolation." She was able to deepen her understanding, her conviction, not through theology or church fathers, but through her daily prayer. Prayer, my dear friends, gives us strength and consolation amidst our silent battles. Prayer even helps us to see beyond our hardships, even beyond our roles in the family or in the community. It helps us to see the events in our lives from the perspective of God and eternity, that all will be all right in time, so long as we are dependent on God. This is why Jesus told his disciples and us too, that we must pray always without becoming weary despite desolations. God has already assured us that he will answer our prayers. We just have to remain persistent in praying. When we ever become weary, we have the church to support and uplift us. Yet we also need to immerse ourselves in prayer, reflecting on scriptures and holding the teachings of our faith close to our hearts. By doing this, we become persistent in our journey of faith. Amen.